This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the fourth lecture from the series 100 Benefits from Surah Yusuf alayhi salam. And today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we are at number 15 of these benefits. The story, Yusuf alayhi salam, is in the bottom of the well where his brothers thrown him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him his steadfastness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him steadfastness, and he is basically waiting for the relief out of that well. The brothers went back to their father with the lie that the wolf ate Yusuf, and they tried to fake it by staining his untorn shirt garment with a blood of a goat that they slaughtered, but their father was able to discover their lie. The surah continues with the verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وجاءت سيارة فأرسلوا واردهم فأدلى دلوه قال يا بشرى هذا غلام وأسروه بضاعة والله عليم بما يعملون. And there came a caravan of travelers, and they sent their water drawer, and he let down his bucket into the well, and as he is pulling his bucket out, then he sees a young boy holding to his bucket. Immediately he shows happiness. He is delighted. قال يا بشرى وفي قراءة يا بشراي. What good news. هذا غلام. Here is a boy. And what kind of a boy are we talking about? A beautiful one. Actually the most beautiful. So he was extremely happy, and he showed that happiness to the rest of the caravan, to the rest of the travelers. The first benefit that I really would like to quickly talk about is showing happiness to people. showing pleasure, showing that you're happy, is something that we miss in our ummah. The halal magic, you know, there is haram magic. The halal magic is the smile. We're missing that. In spite of us having a lot of the bounties and a lot of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but yet a lot of the ummah, they act like they are deprived of something. As a Muslim, we should be cheerful. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Don't belittle the smallest of a good deed. ولا أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طليق. Even this one that you meet your brother with what? With a smiley, cheerful, happy face. I know it's difficult sometimes, you know. But maybe have a plastic one. You know, just work on it. It's very difficult to smile. But we really gotta try to do that. Just look happy about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Muslims right after the battle of Badr, right after the battle of Uhud, when they lost the battle, he said what to them? وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمْ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Don't feel down. Why are you feeling down? Why are you feeling down? Why are you grieving? Why are you sad? When you are superior, in the sight of who? But if you attain iman, if you have iman, if you believe, this is right after losing the battle of Uhud. Some aspect of Muslims now, and I'm very much concerned that this could be passed on to our next generation. The concept of being inferior, you know what inferior is, right? Inferiority, belittling yourself. Man, I'm a Muslim. What do you expect? I'm a Muslim. It's a bad thing to be a Muslim. No, yaakhi, wallahi, it's not a bad thing. It's a beautiful thing. Actually, it's the best thing that a person can attain. You're the only muwahid in the face of this earth. The only people who achieve the concept of tawheed are the Muslims. So why are you feeling down? And this is something that is so much needed to the da'wah. Yani, في مستدرك الحاكم, the first Jewish rabbi who became a Muslim, whose name is what? Abdullah ibn Salam. Look what he said. الحديث هذا يعني رواه أنس and others, but Abdullah ibn Salam في المستدرك, he said, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived Medina from Mecca, all the people in Medina surrounded him. Everybody was around him. So I wanted to go and check him out to see who is this man that everybody is so interested in being around. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنْتُ وَجْهَهُ, I looked at his face. Just the first impression. عرفت أنه ليس بوجه كذاب. I knew that this person is not a liar. There is something so special about the face of this man. But look, the first words that he heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying. Listen. وكان أول ما سمعت منه, the first words that I heard from the mouth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, أيها الناس، O people, أفشوا السلام. أفشوا السلام. What is that? أفشوا السلام. Spread what? السلام, by the way, does not mean literally السلام عليكم. But أفشوا, spread the spirit of peace. Show peace. Somebody comes to you, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. لما هذا سلام؟ فين السلام اللي في دي؟ لأن خوفتني بسلامك هذا يا شيخ. You scared me with your سلام. لا, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Show peace with the words. Show the essence of the greeting, which is peace. أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام. And feed the people. وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام. And pray at night while people are asleep. تدخل الجنة بسلام. You will enter جنة. Can you imagine that? We as Muslims, we have to spread peace and affection amongst us. Subhanallah, look at this. As-salamu alaykum. How many hasana? Come on, how many? 10. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. How many hasana? 20. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How many hasana? How can you make 40? As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Smile. Give it a smile. Give it. يعني أنت تعجب لهذا الحديث في صحيح الإمام مسلم. والله, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم swears, والله لن تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. By Allah, you will never go to Jannah unless you believe. ولن تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. And you will never attain iman unless that iman leads you to love the other believers. هذا هو الإيمان. If you have iman, you're going to be loved and you will love others who believe likewise. هذه الطبيعة, لأن القلوب الأرواح بتتلاقى. الأرواح جنود مجندة. ألا أدلكم على شيء إن فعلتموه تحاببتم. Shall I tell you about something that if you do, you will love one another? What? What? أفشوا السلام بينكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم. المسلم الآن, يعني من علامات الساعة, one of the signs of the hour, اللي هو السلام الخصوصي. That you only say السلام عليكم to the person that you know. But you're supposed to say السلام عليكم to what? Every Muslim. تبدأه بالسلام. But we have a problem with that, that sometimes you don't know if he's a Muslim or not. Because what is the sign of a Muslim? I was at the airport the other day and, you know, two Muslims are standing next to me and I didn't know that they are Muslims. Unless they started what? Oh, alhamdulillah, and then they started. And I was standing out there and we never said salam to one another. I said, man, subhanallah, that's why we're supposed to have the, you know, so you can go. يعني هذا, يعني this waste, you're wasting one of the things would lead to what? But if there is, assalamu alaykum, assalamu alaykum, and so forth. Nothing personal, okay? البشرة, which is the lesson that we're learning here, استنى لنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that if someone brings you a piece of information that is delightful to you, that will make you happy, you're supposed to give him what? عطية, هبة. If you come and tell me, you know what? You passed the test. Hadi, mashallah, I passed the test. Here's a bottle of food. Give him something. Who did this? What Sahabi did this? Which Sahabi? Ka'b ibn Malik. Ahsant. Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. When his tawbah was revealed, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed his tawbah, and he was sitting on the top of the house. Huh? ضاقت عليه الأرض بما رحبت. And somebody came running in a horse. Ya Ka'b, Ya Ka'b, O Ka'b, Abshir, have a glad tiding. بخير يوم طلعت عليه الشمس مذ ولدتك أمك. Since your mother giving you birth, have a glad tiding with the best day. He immediately, as soon as that person arrived, you know what he did? He took off his clothes. I mean, he did not expose his awra so, but he took his garment, the only garment that he had, and he gave it to this person. And he said, this was the only garment that I had. And in order for me to go to the masjid later on, I had to borrow another garment from وَتَسَلَّفْتُ إِزَارًا وَرِدَاءً. If somebody brings you good news, we should show them gratefulness بإذن الله تعالى. Now we move to the next lesson of the surah. So right now Yusuf was picked up by this traveler. They were in their way to Egypt. He was in the depth of the well. They wanted water. They throw the bucket in the well and they dragged Yusuf from the well. Now, وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودَةٍ. First of all, what is the meaning of the word شَرَوْهُ? في اللغة, linguistically, and this is the Arabic speaking, would get confused with this. Shara equals sells. Yashtari equals buy. So, sharaw, meaning they sold him. Now, there is a great debate with the companions about who sold him. Who sold him? And here is what... the views of the scholars regarding this issue is his brothers. They said that they sat around the well for a while to see what will happen to him. And when they saw the caravan arriving at the well, and someone went to get water and they picked him up, they immediately approached the people, approached those two individuals, the drawer of the water and the one he called upon him, the one who called, Ya Bushra. Suddi said, there is somebody whose name is Bushra. He called upon Bushra. Those two, they said, this boy belongs to us. Of course, they did not say that this is our brother. Meanwhile, Yusuf did not say a word because he's afraid that if he is handed over back to his brothers, they would do what to him?
Again.
Kill him or throw him again, harm him. So he kind of given up. He said, I'm okay with being sold as a slave. But the brothers, and وَهَذَا هُوَ أَصَحِّ الْأَقْوَالِ, the brothers were the people who sold him. Because of the statement that وَكَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ. Because the caravan, they did not think that Yusuf was insignificant to them. Because they said what? يَا بُشْرَى هَذَا غُلَامٌ وَأَسَرُّوهُ بِضَاعَةٌ. They showed what? That they are what? Happy about having him. This is a significant thing. But who felt that Yusuf was insignificant? The brothers. Because they wanted to do what? to get rid of him. Look at the cycle. Do the brothers need the money? Huh? No. But they wanted these people to pay any amount of money so that they end up doing what? Enslaving him. So that they end up enslaving him. The issue here is the issue of subhanallah hadith akhrajah al-Bukhari. Scary. Look at this. Thalathatun ana khasmuhum. Hadith ilahi. Hadith Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu. Three kinds of people, I am their enemy. I am their opponent. I am their rival. Allah speaking. I'm their enemy. أنا خصمهم. وفي رواية ابن خزيمة, and in the wording of الإمام ابن خزيمة في السنن رحمه الله وابن حبان في صحيحه, ومن كنت خصمه قصمته. And if I'm the enemy of somebody, I will break him into what? Halves, two halves. One, رجل أعطي بي ثم غدر. يا الله, I go to my brother. Brother, can you give me $1,000? Well, wallahi, I will give it back to you. Huh? You use Allah's name. Wallahi, I will give it back to you. Then the person what? Because of what? والله ده حلف بالله ده خلاص. ما هو الإنسان, a sign of righteousness, a sign of consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you do not use the name of Allah in vain. And this is something that a lot of Muslims do now. Huh? والله 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 for everything. لا. Because of والله, في قصة معروفة في بني إسرائيل في صحيح البخاري حديث أبي هريرة, تسلف رجل من رجل 1,000 دينار. A man came to another man and he told him, give me 1,000 dinar as a loan. قال أتني بشهيد, bring me a witness. قال كفى بالله شهيد. He said, Allah is my witness. قال أتني بكفيل, bring me a co-signer. قال الله is my co-signer. Allah is my كفيل. قال كفى بالله كفيل. خذ يا عم هذا $1,000. 1,000 دينار. 1,000 دينار. He went to trade in the other side of the sea. He told him, next year at the same time, I want my 1,000 dinar back, my 1,000 dinar back. When the time is up, he actually did very good. He went to the other side of the sea, the other shore, and he traded, and he did very good with business. And now he wanted to come back to give the 1,000 dinar to this person. What happened? A storm erupted. No more ships to take him back. The other person went to the shore waiting for him to arrive to get his 1,000 dinar. Now he went to the port and no ship because there is a storm. The man, he has the 1,000 dinar in his hand. So he walks along the shore, says, Ya Rab, this person trusted me because I used you as a witness. I used your name as a co-signer, Ya Rab. What am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? What is he going to think? That I used your name in vain, O Allah. And he did something out of this world. Out of this world. This is not a sci-fi, true story. He brought a piece of wood, placed the 1,000 dinar inside a plastic bag. He dug a hole inside that piece of wood and he placed the 1,000 dinar there. And he brought some nails and he caught the piece of wood and he did like, Ya Rab, I took this money and you were my kafil, my co-signer, you were my witness. أدي عني يا رب. Pay back my debt, O Allah. وقذف بها في البحر. رماها في البحر. Throw it in the sea. The sea that carried Musa to the house of the Pharaoh, huh? In a basket. Subhanallah, the man who was waiting for his money, he arrived and said, see, he cheated me. I was cold and he was walking along the shore as well. Now I lost 1,000 dinar. So he's so down, feeling down, and he feels cheated. You know, the guy did not fulfill his promise. So he's sitting by the other shore and like, you know, thinking, what I'm going to do? What I'm going to do? But all of a sudden he sees that piece of wood floating in front of him. He said, you know what? It's cold. Let me just grab that piece of wood so that I can make some fire for my children. You know, so they can cut it and burn it. So he grabbed it. He went home. He found what? His 1,000 dinar. Is that how you pay your debts? Huh? You tell the person, oh, I sent it to you in the sea? No, this is not how you pay your debts. The man waited for the first ship. And he prepared another 1,000 dinar. And he got in the ship. And he came to the person again. Ya hada, oh, so and so, by Allah, the storm was the reason that I The storm was the reason why I was unable to arrive on time. The man tells him, you haven't sent me anything? He said, no. I said, اذهب. He said to him what? Go. فَقَدْ أَدَّ اللَّهُ عَنْكَ. Allah has paid your debts. He could have actually, used the opportunity, huh? Another 1,000, 1,000, 2,000. Sahaba, by the way, after the Prophet ﷺ narrated this hadith to them, they were sitting with one another debating. Which one was more trustworthy than the other? Which one? أَيُّهُمَا أَأْمَنْ مَنْ كَانْ أَأْمَنْ مِنَ التَّانِ. Because that person would have told him, I never received anything. Yes, thank you. So he would end up with what? وَلَكِنَّهُ أَمِينَ. But he's honest. And the other one was what? Was honest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become your enemy in the day of resurrection and in this world if you use his name and you do not fulfill. You do not fulfill. Don't use the name of Allah in vain. في صحيح الإمام البخاري حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, Prophet Isa عليه السلام was walking with a man and he saw him stealing loaves of bread. فقال له, he said to him, are you stealing? He said, لا والله ما سرقت. By Allah, I did not steal. You know what Isa عليه السلام said? Sayyidina Isa, what did he say? آمنت بالله وكذبت عيني. I believe in the name that you used. And I will belie my eyes. فرجل أعطي بي ثم غدر. Here is number two. وَرَجُلٌ بَاعَ حُرًّا فَأَكَلَ ثَمَنَهُ. And someone who sells a free man to turn him into a slave. And he would eat his money, his price. Why turning a person into a slave? When a person is enslaved, he is owned by another human being. He is owned by another human being.
العبد يسقط تسقط عنه الجمعة وتسقط عنه الصدقة ويسقط عنه الجهاد ويسقط عنه الحج. العبد, the slave in Islam, unless his master would give him what? Permission. Don't say that Islam entertains slavery. لا, ليس هذا, not that. We're talking about existing slavery. Islam actually did a lot of expiations for different sins to free people from slavery. A lot of sins. تحرير رقبة, تحرير رقبة, تحرير رقبة, تحرير رقبة. Read the Quran. وهكذا. This is number two. Number three, ورجل استأجر أجيرا فاستوفى عمله ولم يعطه أجره. And you hire somebody to do a job for you. This person does the job and you never pay him. Allah is your enemy if you do this. The brothers of Yusuf, they fall into this. They sold a free man. They sold a free man and they turned him into what? Into a slave. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them the opportunity to repent at the end. What is the mark of those three individuals? The one who said, Wallahi, I will give you back the money. And the other one who sold a free man into slavery. And the third one who what? Who hired somebody and never paid him. What is the common thing here? Is what? Ahsant. Al-Ghadr. Al-Ghadr. Treason. That you commit treason. Stab in the back. Look. Yunsabu. لكل غادر لواء يوم القيامة عند إسته هذه غدرة فلان. الحديث في صحيح الإمام البخاري, حديث أبي سعيد. In the day of resurrection, the person who commits غدر, treason, he will have a flag, أعزكم الله, by his إست. الإست اللي هي الإيه؟ المؤخرة, your back. Your bottom, a flag. This is the treason that you committed against so and so. والعياذ بالله. ينصب لكل غادر لواء يوم القيامة بقدر غدرته. And the length of that لواء, the length of that post will be as much as your what? The magnitude of the treason that you committed. يقال, and it will be written on it, on that flag. It will be written, this is the treason that you committed against that person. فَدُنْتْ commit treason. Don't. Don't. And treason can go down, brothers and sisters. يعني سبحان الله, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في صحيح ابن حبان من حديث جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما. One day he was sitting with his companions who migrated to Abyssinia and they returned. فَقَالَ لَهُمْ أَلَا تُحَدِّثُونِي بِأَعَاجِيبِ مَا رَأَيْتُمْ فِي أَرْضِ الْحَبَشَةِ. Can you tell me about the most amazing thing that you saw in Abyssinia? So one of the young men spoke and he said, Ya Rasulallah, ذات يوم, one day we were sitting down. فَرَأَيْنَا عَجُوزًا مِنْ عَجَائِزِ رُهْبَانِهِمْ. We saw an old nun carrying a jar of water in her head. For a young boy, like these young ones, يعني, but above the age of puberty, he came from behind her and he pushed her. She fell down in her face, her jar broke. You know what she did? She stood up and she looked back to him. And she said to him, سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُ يَا غُدَرْ حِينَ يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخَرِينَ حِينَ يُوضَعُ الْكُرْسِي وَيَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ وَتَنْطِقُ الْأَرْجُلُ وَالْأَيْدِي بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ ما أمري وأمرك عند الله. You will know a committer of treason when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throne will be set and Allah will gather all of mankind from Adam till the last soul born, and the hands and the feet will bear witness against you what Allah will do to you for what you done to me. فالغدر عظم الغدر عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. So this is number 16. Benefit number 17. And listen carefully to this. I want your attention. And inshallah we have maybe three benefits in this verse by itself. وَقَالَ الَّذِي اشْتَرَاهُ مِن مِصْرَ لِمْرَأَتِهِ أَكْرِمِي مَثْوَاهُ. So from this we understand that the caravan traveled from Palestine to where? To Misr. So Yusuf was where? في Palestine. So that caravan was going where? To Egypt. Now, these individuals, they basically hid Yusuf and they brought him to the slave market. And he stood out there as a slave, subhanallah, as a commodity. يعني, imagine this, الكريم ابن الكريم ابن الكريم ابن الكريم standing as a slave in the market. Huh? يعني فلا, يعني, don't be amazed when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you. When you find yourself in humiliated, so what? Alhamdulillah. As long as you attain that iman, if you're having a hardship, if you're not honored, you're just being tested. Huh? فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ, the same verb, فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي. You're both wrong. You're wrong. As for mankind, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors him in this world, gives him money, wealth, health, elevates him, he will say, indeed, this is a mark of preference. Allah loves me. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it hard on him, he will say, Allah humiliating me. Allah is telling you, you're both wrong. You're both tested. فها هو نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he was asked عن أكرم الناس, the noblest of all people, الكريم ابن الكريم ابن الكريم ابن الكريم, the noblest, the son of the noblest, the son of the noblest, the son of the noblest. Here he is, a commodity, بضاعة, huh? بضاعة, standing in the market. وقال الذي اشتراه من مصر, the one who bought him from Egypt, لامرأته أكرمي مثواه. He said to his wife, what? Huh? Make his stay what? Comfortable. Why did he say that? Why? And not only this, عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا, so that we may profit from him or adopt him as a son. Why did he do this? You look at a person like this and then you just have that impression? Huh? You tell me why. Huh? Subhanallah, look, listen carefully to what I'm about to say, because this is very important. Look at this. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفِ. And thus, we established Yusuf. We given Yusuf tamkeen. We empowered Yusuf. طب, you think about it. What kind of tamkeen here? Where is the empowerment of Yusuf? Yusuf was a free man. He became what? Slave. He was living with his lovely father, he is now living with strangers. He was living in his country, Palestine. Now he's living where? A strange country. Where is the tamkeen? How? How? How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala empower him? You tell me how. Huh? Al-Aziz loved him. Al-Aziz loved him. You see, هذا هو التمكين. If you want to be empowered, if you want to be empowered, let people like you. Because you will capture what? The king of the body. You get into the king. هذا هو القلب إيه؟ ألا إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح سائر الجسد. If this heart commands the limbs, forget it. So, now, what you need to do, and this is something that we said yesterday, you need to be what? Muhsin. You need to be a good person. You need to be patient. Huh? Allah will love you. And if Allah loves you, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا, if Allah loves a servant of His, كما في البخاري حديث أبي هريرة, Allah will call upon Jibreel. Ya Jibreel, oh Jibreel, inni uhibbu fulanan fa'ahibba. Jibreel, I love so and so. Love him, Jibreel. Jibreel yunadi fi ahli as-sama. Allah subhanahu, Jibreel alayhi salam will call in the dwellers, to the dwellers of the heavens, the angels. Allah loves so and so. Love him. Here's what I'm looking for. Look. ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place His love in the hearts of people. In the hearts of people. فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ العزيز, immediately, as soon as he spotted him in the slave market, number one, he purchased him. He takes him back home. He tells his wife to make his comfortable, his stay comfortable. And he's letting her know that we may benefit from him, profit from him, or he may be our son. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed the love of Yusuf in the heart of Al-Aziz, because Yusuf was a muhsin. Yusuf was a muhsin. How he was a muhsin? Huh? When he was thrown in the well, when he was turned into a slave, he was patient. He did not complain. Sabrun jameel. Beautiful patience. He was patient. He did not complain about Allah. Why did you turn me to slave, oh Allah? Why did you do this to me, oh Allah? Why? Al-Muslim al-an, a Muslim now, when he goes through one hardship, and he will be في أرض المعصية, in the land of this disobeying Allah, say, ليه بتعمل كده فيا يا رب, تعمل فيا لي كده, why are you doing this to me يا رب, هو عاصي يعصي الله, he's disobedient to Allah. فانظر إلى يوسف, a little boy, he did not earn anything, but he was patient. صبر جميل. Allah loves that. Allah loves, Allah with you. Allah معية, معية خاصة, a special with ship. إن الله مع الصابرين. Because of the, I want to give you an evidence for what I'm saying. The same exact thing happened with who? With Musa. What happened with Musa? Huh? فالتقطه آل فرعون ليكون لهم عدوا وحزنا إن فرعون وهامان وجنودهما كانوا خاطئين. Look. وقالت امرأة فرعون قرة عين لي ولك لا تقتلوه عسى أن, this isn't that same thing, عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا وهم لا يشعرون. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Taha, he said, what about Musa? وألقيت عليك محبة مني يا موسى. I make people love you, Musa. مرات العزيز, مرات الفرعون, آسيا رضي الله عنها, when she looked at him, she fell in love with him. How is that? How? Where in the world that you look at somebody, I love you, man. I don't know your name, but I love you. You know, where do you find that? Where do you find that? Huh? Where? But something that comes from where? From Allah. But you must what? Earn it. You must earn it. Serve Allah. We go around and we try to show off to people about, to make people love you. Huh? Show off with our deeds. We're supposed to be sincere doing it for Allah. Huh? And we do all these good deeds for the people to like you. You know what Ibn al-Qayyim tells you? قَلْبُ مَنْ تُرَائِي بِيَدِ مَنْ عَصَيْتِ اتعب نفسك انت اتعب نفسك على الفاضي. The heart of the one to whom you're showing off for in the hand if the one that you're what? You're disobeying. You're showing off for the people to like you, but the heart of that person is what? In the hand of who? So you better deal with Allah. Deal with Allah. Don't worry about the people. A lot of Muslims now, they worry about the people. They worry about the people. They want to make the people happy. Akhi, if you're in the business of making people happy, I'm telling you, you're losing your time. You're losing your energy. You are. الناس ما رضوا عن رب العالمين. يعني هناك خبر إسرائيلي أنا لا أدري صحته من ضعفه. أثر I don't know. موسى one day he said to Allah سبحانه وتعالى يا رب can I ask you for something? He said yeah, what يا موسى? That people do not speak anything bad about me. You know what Allah said to موسى? I did not do this to myself. I'm going to do it to you. Here they are saying that I have a son. People are saying that I have a son. ما أحد أصبر على الأذى من الله. No one is more patient once it comes to being harmed than Allah. يقولون أن له ولد. They say that Allah has a son. ويرزقهم. He's providing for them. Right? ويقول أنه لن يبعثهم. He will not bring them back to after death. هكذا التمكين. This is number one from this verse. تمكين. التمكين first habit. If you want to be empowered in earth, capture what? The heart. Huh? Be nice. Be patient. Huh? Be cool. Don't be mean. People are not gonna like you. I'm sorry. People do not like mean people. They don't. People like a smiling person, patient person. And that's what a Muslim should do. We are here in the field of da'wah, akhi. We are here in the field. All of us, all of you. You don't have to wear this. You don't have to sit like me. Actually, you have a bitter opportunity to give da'wah than me. A practical da'wah. But be professional. Be smiley. Be happy. Be nice. Treat people with respect. Huh? People will like you. And when they will like you, huh? They will accept from you. They want to hear about what made you this way. What made you this way? So this is the first thing. التمكين بالحب أولا. طيب. Which is number 18. Which is a benefit from this verse. Because Al-Aziz said what to his wife? عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا. ما هو حكم التبني في الإسلام؟ Huh? What is the ruling regarding adoption in Islam? Do we have something called adoption in Islam? Huh?
Initially.
Here's the story. الله يعزك يعني والله أتيت لنا بالقصة because of that initially thing. الحب زيد بن حارثة رضي الله عنه has a very interesting story. زيد is the son of one of the people in a tribe that lives somewhere in the peninsula. So his tribe got attacked one day. The people grabbed Zayd and they sold him in the market as a slave, a prisoner of war. اشتراه حكيم بن حزام، حكيم ابن حزام اللي هو ايه؟ هرلة فهو ها خديجة. And he given him to who? خديجة as a gift. زيد. خديجة when she married the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, she given the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم زيد as a gift. هو عبد. Slave. فزيد is living in مكة. مكة is a hub. For what? Huh? أولم يروا أن مكنا لهم حرما آمنا حرم. وذلك أي مكي travels in the desert nobody can come near them from مكة. انسى ما ينفع. انت one day you're going to مكة, they're going to get to you. ها لإلاف قريش إلافهم ها رحلة الشتاء والصيف. فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي وط أطعمهم من جوع وإيه أمن. المكي travels, it's like a US passport but not in a Muslim country these days. Huh? Like you nobody can you, no visas nothing. Yes? Same thing. ف the people normally would come to Mecca to perform حج عمرة. ف someone from the tribe spotted زيد. He went back to his father. Huh? He said, you know what? I saw Zayd in Mecca. The father came with the uncle and the family. They brought a lot of money and they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam being the owner. Ya Muhammad, oh Muhammad, we heard a lot of good things about you. Waladuna, our son is with you. Our son is what? Is a slave. With you, and here is the story. He was taken one of these days, and we're going to give you as much money as you want. Just let him go back with us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, "I have a better deal for you. Ask Zayd if he wants to go back with you. I don't want any money." Huh? And if he want to stay, there is nothing I can do about it. يعني I cannot tell somebody who want to stay with me to go away. فthey brought Zayd. Zayd, I'm your father. I'm your father. Let's go back. He said, Wallahi, he said, by Allah, I will not give up this man for anybody. لقد عشت معه. I lived with him. Muhammad, we're talking about Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. I lived with him. He's one of a kind. I cannot let him go. I can't. Look, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of this, اختارهُ على أبيه. He chose him for what? For his father. He said to him, من الآن, from now on, your name is Zayd ibn Muhammad, not Ibn Harith. But Allah does not like that. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Huh? نزلت الآيات في سورة الأحزاب. The verses were revealed in سورة الأحزاب. ما جعل الله لرجل من قلبين في جوفه وما جعل أزواجكم اللائي تظاهرون منهن أمهاتكم وما جعل أدعياءكم أبناؤكم. No. ادعوهم لآبائهم هو أقسط عند الله. Justice. Justice that a son is to be called after what? After what? His father. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والحديث في صحيح الإمام البخاري ومسلم من حديث أبي ذر الغفاري رضي الله عنه ليس من رجل ادعى لغير أبي وهو يعلم أباه إلا كفر. A person who call himself with a name, a father's name, different to his father and he knows his father, he كفر. الكفر هنا يعني does not literally mean الكفر الأكبر, ولكنه حرم أو أحل ما حرم الله. لأن ربنا في القرآن قال ماذا؟ What did Allah say in the Quran? ادعوهم لآبائهم. فهو إيه؟ Allah is commanding you to what? To call yourselves after what? Your actual fathers, your natural fathers, or they call them maternal fathers, something like that. Huh? Biological fathers. That's whom you should be called for. The adoption like they do here in our religion is not there. We don't have that. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم. نعم. يعني you bring somebody into the family, and subhanallah, this story is an evidence for the negativity that could happen. Yusuf was brought into the wife of Al-Aziz at what age? 7-8 years old, the little boy. ولما بلغ أشده, when he what became what? Man. Right after it, وراودته. Oh. You go bring somebody who is not your son. You bring him into your family. مع محارمك. Your wife does not see him, your son. I'm sorry. If he's not, unless if she breastfed him, that's another issue. لو رضع خلاص يحرم بالرضاع. Or he is a relative to begin with. But somebody who is mahram, he's not a mahram to your maharim. Huh? He's not. And you bring him into your family to see your wife, to see your children. Absolutely not in Islam. And don't play around and don't say, Sheikh, what is that? لا يا أخي. We have something in our religion, a beautiful thing. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, والحديث من حديث أبي العباس سهل بن سعد الساعدي رضي الله عنه, أنا وكافل اليتيم كهاتين في الجنة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the one who takes care of what? Of an orphan like those in Jannah. Take care of an orphan. Take care of him. But you don't have to bring him inside your house. You don't have to bring him into... you could bring him for a while if he's young. Huh? But when he reaches a certain age, then you have to separate him from what? From the family. This is what the view of adoption. We cannot do what they do out there in the system here, that you go and bring a little boy from China And give them your name and we don't do this. A Muslim should not do that. This is يحرم في ديننا. يحرم في ديننا. If you end up, by the way, having a child that you don't know his father or so, call him Abdul Rahman, call him Abdullah, call him اسم مركب. But don't call him after you. ولا يرث. And he does not inherit. If you want to give him a will, write in a will some money, does not exceed what? Huh? Does not exceed what? Thuluth. Less than the thuluth, less than a third of your wealth, that's fine. But لا يرث. وهذه الفائدة. This is benefit number 18. Can we take some more or what? You getting tired? طيب. Listen to this. وقال الذي اشتراه من مصر اللي هو العزيز, he said to his wife, اكرمي مثوى, make his stay comfortable, عسى ان ينفعنا او نتخذه ولدا, so that we may profit from him or he may become our son. طيب, الله سبحانه وتعالى is telling this. Thus did we establish Yusuf in the land. وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض. We empowered Yusuf. And we explained why he was granted that. Because what? He fought. العزيز what? Loved him. But ما العلة? For what? ولنعلمه. And in order to teach him. You see, for you to come to Egypt, Yusuf is a Muslim. Muwahid. Someone who believes in Allah. La ilaha illallah. المصريين the Egyptians are worshiping what سدح مداح all time في هذا الوقت في زمن العماليق هذا they used to worship rocks You cannot come from Egypt, from Palestine, arrive in Egypt and right away invite people to Tawheed. لا يا أخي. You must get to learn. You must spend time. يعني هذه الآية يساء فهمها. A lot of people misunderstand this verse. Listen. وما أرسلنا من رسول إلا بلسان قومه We have not sent the messenger to a nation but with their what? Language But the language is not what is meant here He understands what? The culture You see If you understand the culture You will be the best scholar to Allah That is why we as Muslims, we must invest in what? In the next generation. Our sons and daughters who were born here. Because they have a better grasp of the culture than us. And I'm talking about the immigrants. The local brothers, mashallah, they are natural. And their impact is wonderful. Because they understand the culture. But us, we must learn. طبعا أنا أقول لك شيء. Was Musa alayhi salam sent only to Bani Israel? I'm asking you. Only, I said only. Restriction here. To Bani Israel? Yes or no? Yes or no? No. He was sent to what? To what? وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَتِنَا وَسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ إِلَى فرعون وملئه So Musa was sent to both Bani Israel and to the Egyptians. طب look at this now. يا سبحان الله يا سبحان الله So he must learn both cultures. Who brought him up? Who brought him up? The Egyptians. مش he got thrown in the river and he was picked up by the Egyptians. But yet he did not miss on his own culture because who was breastfeeding him? You got that? Now he can talk to the Egyptians and he can talk to what? You getting it? That's You have to communicate with people in a language that they understand. You go to an American and you talk to him about Islam like you speak to a Pakistani or you speak to an Egyptian, he's not going to get it. He's not going to get it. You must what? Use a method that, and that normally would happen if you are what? Comfortable with the culture. And this is what happened to Yusuf. Yusuf alayhi salam went through the stage of being brought up. Here is the last benefit for the day. Can we? The last one. Number 20. With this we have finished 20 benefits from Surah Yusuf. Look at this now. And I love this one. I love this one. وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Ya Allah. And Allah has full power and control over his affairs, but most people do not know. You need to understand all what happened in that context. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted a messenger, a prophet, to come to Egypt to talk to people about Tawheed. لِإِقَامَةِ الْحُجَّةِ To establish the hujjah on them. To establish the evidence against them. رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين لئلا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it happen حتى الـ يعني in this portion of the story, you find out that sometimes you see evil as evil, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses it for good. What evil here? The brothers of Yusuf envying and throwing him in the well. Wasn't that utilized to goodness? That he ended up where? He ended up in Egypt. يعني سبحان الله حديث الفتون هذا الذي أخرجه الإمام النسائي من الإسرائيليات يعني التي من قول ابن عباس. When the Egyptians started enslaving the children of Israel. So look at this now. So the children of Israel started talking in Egypt about a deliverer. They are about somebody to be born who will come and deliver them from bondage, من العبودية. So the people went to the Pharaoh. The Bani Israel are talking about some newborn who will be born and he will destroy your kingdom. Another wording of this, that the Pharaoh himself saw a dream that a fire came from Jerusalem, entered into all the houses of the Egyptians except the children of Israel. He waked up and, what is this? He said, the children of Israel are talking about some young boy who will be born now and who will destroy you. What should we do? Slay all what? Slay all the newborn. يعني سبحان الله. When they know that there is a woman from Bani Israel pregnant, they mark how many months. When she's around the 9 months, they get guards around her house. That when they hear the voice of the baby crying, they go and kill the baby. Imagine this. يقتلوا إن فرعون على في الأرض وجعل أهلها شيعا يستضعف طائفة منهم يذبح أبناء. 10 years passed. Of course, Bani Israel were the slaves in Egypt. So the people started not having slaves. So they went to the Pharaoh, we don't have more slaves. You're killing all the boys. We don't have slaves. Huh? What should we do? Okay. Let's kill them 1 year and spare them another year. طيب, you know, Musa عليه السلام was born in the year that he is to slay the children. طيب, do you read about Harun in the Quran, right? Harun is the brother of who? Do you ever hear that they went, his mother threw him in the well or his mother did anything to him? Because he was born in what year? The other year. بس شوف ربنا والله, I just want to show you how Allah is what? In full control. والله, I'm going to have Musa to be born in the year that you slay the children, ya Fir'aun. يا أخي تقرأ هذا القرآن, you recite this Quran, you never seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about somebody in a very angry way about this Pharaoh. Subhanallah. يعني read the Quran. يعني ولما يقول لك إيه, لما نروح كنا نروح مصر زي ما يقول لك مصر الفرعونية. Egypt is what? The فرعون. يا راجل ارحبونا فرعونيتين. طب look at this. Oh mother of Musa, when you deliver Musa, they're going to try to come and take the baby away. I want you to throw him in the river. شوف قدرة رب العالمين يا أخي, والله والله لا 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 مشكلة. يعني a lot of people do not comprehend this. The river Nile, at this time, by the way, they did not have the high dam. You know, they built the high dam. The high dam would now stop crocodiles from swimming to the north. You know, the Nile has crocodiles. At this time, they did not have the high dam. They had what? Crocodiles all over the Nile. They did. Now imagine a baby. A crocodile. Baby floating in. No harm. And Allah commands the river Nile to take the baby where? Huh? To the house of who? فالتقطه آل فرعون ليكون لهم عدوا وحزنا. هذه قراءة. عدوا وحزنا. Can you imagine? You pick up that child that you're killing all the other children to catch him. Are you seeing what I'm seeing or no? That child that you're killing all the other children for, you're going to bring him up, Ya Fir'aun. Yell. You're going to bring him up for me. Rabbah, Musa. He brought up Musa to become his enemy. To destroy him. Was he able to defeat Allah? No. Because Allah ghalib. وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. So we must trust Allah, أخي. هذا التوكل يا شباب. But you need to get to know Allah. You need to explore the names and the attributes that Allah is the all-knower. Allah is the all-seer. Allah is the able. You need to get to know the names and the attributes of Allah. This will link you. You will really rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once you explore باب الأسماء والصفات. هذا باب عظيم. Is a door in our tawheed that a lot of us are negligent of. But it's you have to be very careful. You have to study it carefully. If you go there and if you don't have the right battles, you could what? Get off. Get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll find that Allah is in control. Allah is in control. I want to close with one message that I always repeated and I always said. Wallahi, if you look into your lives, you will find out that you came to America through one of these interesting stories. I'm sure your story can be told like Yusuf. So don't forget why you're here. Allah brought you here for what? A lot of us are under the assumption that Allah brought me here to have the Lexus and the Bima and the nice house. La ya akhi. What is the difference between you and your brother back in the wilderness? You tell me. Does Allah love you more than your brother? The kalam had. أنت خلق وهو خلق. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you to come to America to share the message of Tawheed with America. Don't get distracted. Don't let the world, let not the dunya distract you from that. And I'm not asking you, by the way, to give up your job and put a turban and become an imam. لا يا أخي. Wallahi, the best field to make da'wah, if you are a doctor, if you are a professor, if you are an engineer, if you are a teacher, if you are a janitor, if you are a taxi driver. But show the caliber of a Muslim. Show the character of Yusuf. Make people love you. Make people love you. This is the weapon that Yusuf used to bring Islam to Egypt. He was empowered and he empowered the word of Allah there. He brought all the Muslims at the end of the story to Egypt. He brought them to Egypt. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use us for the spread of his deen and the service of his deen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.